to Luling and straight through between Flatonia and Luling, and all that high was under construction.
Mm-hmm.
And it was forever trying to get it done. I don't know. And I imagine what they're trying to do is build it, do that road work with that PWA workers, type of workers. They, you know, lean on the shovel.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the government paid them for, leaning on the shovel. Well, that's all they had to give them something to call a job. They didn't have welfare like they got now, so they had to give them something. So they just put them on this work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of them worked. Now, my father-in-law was on it when he was, wife's daddy was on that work. In fact, he helped do a lot of that work on the San Jacinto Monument.
Mm-hmm.
And, but he'd work, but there'd be maybe 25 of them out there leaning on the shovels while he'd be digging.
Yeah.
He was just an old southern boy that believed in working. He didn't. And there's a bunch of them lazy Texans that laying on the shovel land.
farm and things and all. A place where they have a lot of milk cows, and a commercial farm with a lot of milk cows and all. Do you call that place a
dairy?
Did you ever hear the word dairy used to mean anything else besides a commercial farm like that?
No, not that I know of.
Did you ever hear something you'd have out in your yard, a little building, and call that a dairy? A little building you could use for storing milk?
Oh, no, you'd call that a milk barn or something. About
mm-hmm.
like that, you wouldn't call that no dairy. Oh, I don't know. After my father was killed, we had a few cows. See, my father was killed when I was 13.
Mm.
I wasn't quite 13 years old. And and we had, just right on this place here, we had a small dairy.
Mm-hmm.
We never classed it as a dairy, but I did a lot of, I was a salesman and everything else, and I sold milk and butter and buttermilk, stuff
mm-hmm.
like that. I had no one horse surrey, they call them over there, an old buggy like, they had two seats.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd go around neighbors back down this way. I'd go down around neighbors and sell milk. Sell them, shoot, a gallon of milk they'd get for 25 cents.
Gosh. How long would it take you to get to the center of downtown?
It's about 4 miles. By streetcar, it'd take about 30 minutes. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'd go out there stopping and starting. We didn't have buses, they had streetcars. And then if you went, of course, you know, if you drove, my time they didn't, the very people didn't, from around here didn't have too many automobiles, and they
mm-hmm.
had to go by buggy, horse and buggy, or streetcar. That was the only way they had getting back and forth to town.
Mm-hmm.
Main Street, it's still the center of town. That was really the center of town is Main and Texas Avenue. That's where the Rice Hotel is now. They sold
uh-huh.
it recently. They're going to remodel it. That's the oldest, one of the oldest hotels in Houston.
Where would people store potatoes and turnips during the winter? Did you ever hear of a special way of doing that?
As far as I know, they called storing potatoes, they call them a hill.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, well, they, I